Rachel Lynn Dean is the event coordinator for the Greater Burlington Partnership, Downtown Partners, actually. And she is joining me today because we're talking about events, Halloween events that are happening in downtown, a couple of them sponsored by the Greater Burlington Partnership, and a couple of them, and Downtown Partners.
Yep.
And a couple going on this weekend that are opening up, tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, yes. Good morning. So, you know, I feel like Halloween is kind of a new, cool, maybe it's not new, it's just a cool holiday. And downtown, there's a lot going on this Halloween season. Tomorrow is Haunted Jefferson. So participating businesses have ghost stories. Some of them are fiction. Some of them are about actual people from Burlington. And you get to go around downtown and get a story, and people will be dressed up in costume, and just kind of a fun way to start kicking off Halloween.
Now, do you know, are they staying up late then tomorrow night too? Do you know?
I believe it begins at 5 o'clock. I think it's 5 to 8, so I don't think it's a late night thing. I do know that it might not be kid friendly because there might be a little bit of scariness going on.
Okay, so you want to be careful, but you will have, we will get to a kid friendly event that's happening up here in a second. Also, the auditorium, Memorial Auditorium, they're doing something that I find amazing, that they're turning the auditorium into a giant haunted house.
Exactly. From my understanding, they're doing all four floors of the auditorium, and that also kicks off tomorrow from 7:30 to 11:30. So if you're looking for a little bit more of an evening fright, you can go down to the auditorium. They're doing it this weekend, next weekend, and then the 30 and the 31st for Halloween.
Good
so
heavens, that must be, that's got to be quite a challenge. Four floors.
Floors.
And that's a big building.
It's an old, cool building, and I think it's probably scary just when the lights are off. So add a few little scariness, I'm sure it'll be good.
All right, you're saying you're supposed to have a meeting, but you may not. You're even reluctant to have
the young professional group is going through it tomorrow, and I can't decide if I'm just a fraidy cat. So.
Okay. Well, I'm sure there's somebody there. There'll be somebody there to help guide you.
Yes.
And stand beside you.
Exactly.
And hopefully not too ghostly or not. Yeah. But anyway, those are events that are happening this weekend as we move farther into, you know, Halloween is an event or a, it's become a much bigger thing for decorations, a much bigger thing for lighting, you go look at that. There's a house just a block away from here where they've got they must have 25 characters out on the lawn.
I know. And just the other day, I thought somebody was stringing lights. I'm like, oh, those are Halloween lights. I thought it was a little early for Christmas, but it was
Christmas is coming sooner than you think. All right. But again, okay. Now that's going on. Those events happening. By the way, I know also, speaking of which, I know they've got the Thrasher's House of Terror
going on.
That's that's going on this weekend and through Halloween in Mount Pleasant at the old Thrasher's Ground. Yeah.
And one more haunted house I just was told of just yesterday, the old Trams House, Evans Holly Grove Inn, they're doing a haunted house in their basement in North Hill. So all of those can be found on Facebook, too. So.
All right. Well, check it out. There's a lot of haunted houses. If you really like being scared, and I know if I'm correct, Rocky Horror Picture. I'm pretty sure Rocky Horror is playing this Saturday at midnight at the Capitol Theater.
They've been doing that the past couple of years, and it always has a great turnout.
Yeah,
so.
I told Bob McConnell from the Symphony. I said, you know what? You guys are the lead-in act. Did you know that? I don't think anybody's going to throw toast at you though. So anyway, okay. Now next week, it's coming up next week. It is going to be. You've got Downtown Trick or Treat going on Thursday.
Friday. Yep, that's okay. There is a lot going on. So Witch's Night Out is this new event that Downtown Partners is hosting, and it's a twist on Ladies Night Out. So you'll be able to buy a witch's hat for $5 at the Art Center the day of. And then you'll be able to decorate it for free just with embellishments and stuff. And then a lot of different businesses are hosting in-store specials, and they're going to have maybe some witch's brew here or there. So it's just going to be a fun, grab your ghoul friends, if you will.
Oh. I'm sorry. I missed it.
But that's next Thursday. a week from today, from 5 to 8 in downtown Burlington. We have about 16 businesses participating, so it should be a really fun evening.
No brooms allowed, I'm guessing.
Well, if you want to dress up, you can, but not a requirement.
All right, but the downtown trick-or-treating, that's Friday, right?
That's Friday, the 26th, from 4 to 6, and that is so much fun. The streets are packed with trick-or-treaters and little kids dressed up adorable, and the downtown businesses host them and give out, hand out all kinds of candy.
And we also want to remind everybody that the 31st. Now, if the 31st, if they're doing the haunted house thing at the auditorium, are they doing the safe trick or treat event?
I have not heard.
Ah.
I would think it might be interesting. So.
Might be interesting.
We probably need to look into it, don't we?
I need to look into that. But don't worry. Our ace crack team of reporters will investigate.
Yes.
Find out what's going on. But again, Halloween events going on around the area. Just check it out. We'll try and have as many posted on our webpage as we can. Also, just check on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you'll find, check on Facebook events, and you'll find lots and lots of things going
on. You know, the four main ones we talked about all do have individual Facebook pages, and they're not too hard to find.
All right, but four floors for Memorial Auditorium.
That's scary.
I'm impressed at that. I can't imagine how they could possibly find the time to be able to do all that.
Good question.
All right, a challenge, but find out.
That's right.
All right. Anyway, find out more. And if you want more information about any of the events that you find that are sponsored by the Greater Burlington Partnership, just go to greaterburlington.com.
Exactly.